Hey guys, welcome to this special episode of Flex Cortex. This is the 50th episode of the podcast. And first of all, I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for supporting me and the podcast over the years. Honestly, this has been incredible for me. I have been able to meet some wonderful people, some fitness professionals that are very, very passionate about what they do and are doing their best to leave an impact and to make sure that they are influencing a lot of people. And I am very grateful to have had these conversations and to continue having these conversations as time passes. So thank you guys so much. Honestly, I didn't think that I'd get to 50 episodes because there have definitely been hurdles. There have definitely been points in time where I put this on a pause, but I am very grateful that I am here and doing this now. So thank you guys so much. Next, I just really want to give my buddy Tanner Watmo a huge shout out. For those of you that don't know Tanner, I went to high school with Tanner. So we were actually homies in grade 6 and we went to school together. One of my fondest memories was when we had just become friends, we lived really close to each other and we used to hang out quite a bit. One of my best memories with him was he came over and I remember he walked to my place and we exchanged Pokemon cards. And that was the start of a beautiful friendship. You know, we knew each other from school. We happened to live close to each other and we traded cards and that was it. You know, we started hanging out more frequently. He'd come over, I'd go there, right? And I remember that we'd always like, we were scared of the dark because we were kids, right? So I remember if we hung out late, we would just like run to each other's houses or run back home. Oh man, it was a good time. But anyways, the point of this story is Tanner was the guy that helped me start this podcast. So back, I think it was like during COVID, we started this podcast together. And honestly, I don't think I would be here today if it weren't for him supporting me in this podcast, because he is definitely more extroverted and outgoing than I am, especially then. And he was definitely an influence in getting this podcast going. At the time, I was quite introverted and I definitely wasn't comfortable talking on camera or talking to a microphone for people to listen to. But he was passionate about his field. I was passionate about my field and we just started doing it. And honestly, it was the push that I needed. And I'm eternally grateful for that because I wouldn't have realized how much I love podcasting if it weren't for that. So Tanner, thank you so much, man. Honestly, it means the world to me. And I'm very, very grateful that I have you in my life and that you started me on this path. So for this episode, I wanted to quickly talk about some stuff that I have learned over the past 50 episodes of hosting my own podcast, being on other podcasts, and then also going into this new endeavor that I'm doing with Jesse on the Inner Shift podcast. So over the past 50 episodes or so, I've learned a lot about myself and I have grown a lot as a person. I've made a lot of mistakes, but I've seen all of those things as an opportunity to grow and get better. When things happen, life is going to throw adversity at you. You're going to have to choose if you want to see it as an opportunity to change or if you're going to see it as a reason to stay the same. And we're all going to make mistakes. We're all human, right? We're never going to be perfect. I think that's an unaskable thing, right? But I do think that it is your decision and it is your responsibility to figure out how you're going to handle it. And my client, Josh, he told me one thing on one of our calls, and this has always resonated with me, and it's really helped me shift my perspective. He told me that when bad things happen, we'll say bad things, we'll air quote that, right? They don't happen to you, they happen for you. And in the moment, it can feel like these things are happening to you and it could feel overwhelming because of these things that are happening and you don't know how you feel in that moment, right? but they are happening for you in some way, shape, or form. You know, it's going to help you learn. It's going to help you grow. It's going to push you outside of your comfort zone, and you are going to see exponential change because of this thing that has happened for you. Okay? And for me, that's really changed how I see things in life now too. And what I've also learned over the years of podcasting too is it can be really easy to get caught in the grind. It can get really easy to get caught in the hustle and just be focused on work. Trying to be as quote unquote productive as you can, trying to be as quote unquote successful as you can, and trying to always do things to move the business forward, move the podcast forward, and to be doing things to develop professionally. And some things that I've learned is it's really important to still hold on to your identity within that. I think oftentimes we can lose a piece of ourselves when we are doing these things. So I think it is so important to do things that really resonate with you, to your beliefs, to your values, to your morals, and allow you to be your best self in relationships, in friendships, on social media, whatever it is that you're doing, but making sure that you're doing things that really fill your cup. And in the moment, these things might not seem productive. We'll air quote that again. And I thought that they had to be for the longest time. You know, I thought that I had to be always reading books around anatomy, listening to podcasts around fitness, business, and my off time, because it always had to, again, push me towards this bigger outcome or goal. But what I've realized within, you know, doing this for a lot of time now is that sometimes being productive is not being productive. And to give more context to that, sometimes it's good to go watch a movie, you know, an action movie with a mediocre plot, but good explosions, good action, good casting, right? And I think sometimes it's okay to play video games with your friends, you know? Sometimes it's okay to have a good game sesh. Sometimes it's okay to go to a concert. Sometimes it's okay to do things that really speak to you and to your identity and make you genuinely happy. Because it is very easy to get lost in everything. It's easy to get lost in your business, to get lost in fame, success, status. It's easy to let your ego and your identity take the wheel. But what's really important is to make sure that you do things for you. Make sure that you make yourself happy and prioritize that. Also, some things that I've learned too is it is so important to make sure that you're maintaining your self-development journey throughout as the years go on. For me, I've oftentimes forgotten to take care of myself. And to kind of add layers to that, when things get busy in my life, whether it be with partners, my friends, business, work, etc., oftentimes I will cut back what I'm doing for myself on a self-development aspect. So whether that being reading books, whether that being watching podcasts related to just myself and my own journey, right? But I feel like within everything, oftentimes the first thing that goes is what I'm doing for me. And if I could give any advice to any of you guys out there, it's to not lose that. Make sure that within all of this, you are still doing things for you and making sure that you're taking care of yourself. Because self-love, self-appreciation is so important. You have to make sure that you truly love yourself. And if you don't, this is a great opportunity to figure out how you can. And one piece of advice that I could give you is don't try to fix yourself. Try to accept yourself. Love yourself. It's really easy to want to fix yourself, but within doing that, we aren't fully accepting every piece of ourselves, all of our quirks, all of our trauma, all of our triggers, all the things that maybe we don't like about ourselves, right? But again, we have to fully appreciate those, understand them, and accept them for what they are. Not that we can't change them, but we do have to look at them and acknowledge them. Because I think it is important to appreciate all of the things that make you you, right? Fully appreciate the past version of you, this present version of you, and in turn, what the future version of you will look like. And I think this all kind of works hand in hand. So this one's pretty short, but I just wanted to talk on this really quickly. And first of all, say thank you guys again so much for 50 episodes. I know that I had to do all of these, but thank you guys for supporting me, for listening, for downloading, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for saving. It is incredible. And I didn't truly appreciate the podcast for a long time, but I've had a lot of time to truly have gratitude and appreciate things in my life. And this is one of those things that I am eternally grateful for. And I am so blessed to do this. So thank you guys so much. I hope that you guys had some takeaways from this, because this is just me sharing my journey, sharing what I've learned along the way. And I'm very excited to continue learning more and more and growing more as a person and providing some more kick-ass guests and having some more great conversations. And I will actually be having one tonight that I'm very excited for. So thank you guys again. And hopefully you have a great night. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will talk to you guys all soon. See you next one.